Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we'd like to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust. Now, Irish Tax Rebate is Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, and basically what this company does is they, on your behalf, try to claim your tax back, or at least part of your tax back. On average, did you know this, Jeremy? Let me tell you. Well, you did know because it's written down in your script, but I'm going to tell you anyway. On average, from a study that Irish Tax Rebates did, the rebates that they process, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
Yes, I do know that because it says it in front of me. And we have also heard testimonials from you guys, from listeners to this podcast, who tell us that they've already applied and got a result from Irish Tax Rebates and have got money back. So that money is just sitting there waiting for you. So I would suggest it's money for nothing, basically.
Yep.
It's money that's owed to you, and you can get it simply by logging on to Irish Tax Rebates.
So as we said, on average, from the rebates process, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. Now, there's not a guarantee, but if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, chances are there could be a few bob there that you can claim back. One of our listeners, Tracy, was in touch with us.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I listen to your podcast every single day, and I heard you're their sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate, so I decided to give it a go because I haven't claimed tax back, and I applied 10 days ago, and this morning I got my refund of €2,100, which was a big surprise. I said, Happy Christmas to me.
Isn't that nice? €2,100 that lady got. And on average, as we said, €1,092 could be due to you in a tax rebate. So visit irishtaxrebates.ie and give it a go. You've nothing to lose. And by the way, they charge only 10%. So if you manage to claim back €1,000, they'll only charge you €100 plus VAT, which is nothing. There are some dodgy companies out there charging 30 and 40%.
Dodgy. Yes. Irishtaxrebates.ie. Is the website. Go onto it now, visit it today. It literally take you a few minutes. You're literally...
It's a win-win.
No-brainer.
Yeah, no-brainer. Okay. Mandy is a lady who's been in touch with us, and she said the following. You two probably won't cover this on your podcast because you love the Garda, but I want to talk about the police in Talla and the way they treat the youth up there. My son is 19 and has his own car, which he paid for himself. And last week he was out driving with his friends just after 11 o'clock and they were pulled over and the two Garda said that they could smell hash in the car, even though my son doesn't smoke it. And they said they wanted to search inside the car. My son refused, which is his right. He was pulled out of the car and onto the ground and they found nothing on him because none of his mates smoke hash. Why don't you talk about this and the way he was treated, because it's a joke how he was treated. And that's from a lady called Mandy. Now, Mandy is... Mm-hmm. What do you... What? What?
None of my mates, or none of his mates, or him smoke cannabis.
No.
Mandy, you're possibly one of the most naive mothers that I've ever heard on the show. That
meaning what?
That she thinks that the car, how many did she say was in the car when she, sorry.
He was out driving with his friends, didn't say how many.
Sorry, Amanda, how many did were in the car? Four teenagers driving around Talla in a car at, what time was it at again?
You call them teenagers, you're making them sound like they're 13. No, they're 19. Teenagers. 19-year-olds.
And none of them are smoking cannabis.
No.
And her son doesn't smoke cannabis.
So correct.
He must be the only teenager in Talla that doesn't smoke. Fair, fair play to him.
Hang on, smart ass.
Fair play to him.
Hang on for 1 second. The fact is, he was pulled out of the car and onto the ground, and they found nothing on him. So obviously, he doesn't.
Okay, I'm a firm believer in two things. I'm a firm believer that the guards will not pick on you. I've never been dragged out of my car. Have you ever been dragged? Oh, you have actually. I've never been
dragged out of my car. No,
I've never been dragged out of my car. Okay, and I'm sure most of you listening have never been dragged out of your car. There is no smoke, if you pardon the pun, given the conversation. There is no smoke without fire. When the guards see...
Do you think it's outside the realms of possibility for a guard to say we can smell hash when they actually didn't? Just an excuse.
Well, no.
To harass the young fellas.
No, I'm being very careful here because I know Mandy is listening in work. And Mandy, I'm not suggesting that your son is
But you sarcastically said he's the only young fella in Tala not smoking dope.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying, Mandy. Congratulations.
You're saying that with your tongue firmly planted into your cheek.
No. Mandy...
You're calling Mandy naive.
Mandy, congratulations because your son is the only teenager in Tala driving around.
You're literally saying that with your tongue in your cheek.
I'm saying when the guards see four lads driving around in a car at night, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The chances are... is that cannabis has probably been taken. Every second teenager is taking cannabis nowadays. So,
but if that was the case, the guards would have found something. They didn't.
Because they probably threw the spliffs out the window or whatever the case may be. My point is, and I'm not suggesting, Mandy, for one moment that your son was taking cannabis. Fair play to you.
You said she's naive. Why is she naive?
She's naive to think that nobody in that car was taking cannabis. Anyway... that's besides the point. I don't give a shit whether they were taking cannabis or not. I don't care if they were taking cannabis. But well done. Your son's the only person who wasn't. And
you're a sarcastic prick.
No.
You really are.
No.
Mandy's after getting in contact with us basically about Garda harassment. That her son, who owns his own car, who saved up and bought his own car, is being harassed by the guards for no apparent reason. And you're making it sound like this doesn't happen. This never happens. A young fella at 19...
He shouldn't refuse to give. You have nothing to hide. Why did he refuse?
Why would you voluntarily agree to a search when you've done nothing wrong? Nothing wrong.
But if you've done
nothing wrong, he doesn't smoke dope.
Sorry. I wouldn't, if someone pulled me over tonight, now it's never happened, I drive at night all the time, a guard has never pulled me over. If a guard pulled me over and asked, could they check your glove compartment? Yeah, go ahead. But it's not going to happen because I'm not for young fellas driving around Tala at night. But again, four decent lads, none of them smoking cannabis, hats off to you. Brilliant. Delighted for you. Thank you.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to hear from you on this. Do you believe that the Gardaí harass young people for no apparent reason? Or is Jeremy right? There is no smoke without fire. And chances are a car pulled in with four young fellas in it. The chances are they're smoking dope. That's really what you're saying.
In other words,
you don't believe that the guards pulled people in for nothing.
No, I'm saying, what were they driving around for? Where were they going?
Oh, now you have to get permission for where you're driving.
No, I just think it's a bit strange that...
Did you never just go out for a drive? Just for a little spin?
What, with four other lads? Or with three other lads?
No, well, you didn't, no. You didn't have a normal upbringing. You weren't driving a car till you were 30.
I'm just saying there's red flags there. Red flags. Four lads in a car together around Tala at night.
So that's a good enough excuse to pull them in. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Jonathan kicks us off.
Good afternoon, boys and girls, or boys and boys, or whoever's on today. I'm not sure. Just in regard to today's topic... it's just more of the same, isn't it? Guards just being heavy-handed, breaking the law, breaking their oath. Serve and protect public servants. If they don't like the job they do, why did they sign up for it? If they don't like the rules around the job they do, why sign up for it? Now, I'm surprised that I didn't get a video of the incident, in all fairness, the way things are at the minute, you know, just for clarification. Not that I think he's telling lies, because I've seen the Gardaí mistreat people growing up for years. But now it's just more of the same. Guards just heavy-handed, breaking the law, abusing their bit of power. And yeah, it's shocking. They're there to serve and protect the public. They are public servants. If they don't like their job or their job title or the rules, like I've said, why do the job? Simple as that.
Just referring back to Jonathan's message there we played a moment ago, and he was saying, basically, don't be a guard if you want to harass young people. No, that's really what he's arguing.
The thing is, we're only hearing one side of the story, and Mandy, with the greatest of respect to you, and I know you're a big listener to the show, and I don't want to piss you off, but with the greatest of respect, you're very naive, and you're... What's typical of a mother that your son arrives home, and I can imagine him arriving home and saying, "Ah, Ma, you'll never guess what that pig of the guard did to me." You were only hearing one side of the story. How do we know that?
Jeremy.
How do we know
she is hearing the full side of the story?
No,
because the guards didn't get anything.
No, she's not hearing the full side.
He wasn't arrested.
He was told
to go on his way.
Were you cheeky to the guard? So the guard said, "No, didn't say anything to him, Ma. Didn't say anything to him." Oh, you're a good boy. I'll march down to the station for you. You're hearing one side of the story. I know, and I'm not saying this was the case here, but I've heard the way young fellas talk to the guardie. And I tell you, if I was a guard and I had some little scrote in a car talking to me like it was a piece of shit, well, he'd be getting dragged out of the car. So who are you going to believe, the Garda or the 19-year-old?
Eilish, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eilish?
Hi, Jeremy. No, I do agree with Jeremy there that, like, the mother is being naive. But I did grow up in Finglas and seen this happening where the young people are pulled out of cars for no apparent reason. I know one person in particular, like, he worked with cars and he used to spray them himself and all. And because he had a decent car and he was only 19, he'd be pulled out of car every time he turned the corner. But the other side of it is the guards have the upper hand. So you're better off just going along with them and getting out of the car. And then they'll send
a lot of people, like this young fella, he was asked to get out of the car so that the guards could search it. He refused. And obviously, if he thinks he's done nothing wrong, you know, he's within his rights to say, no, you're not searching my car without a search warrant. Ultimately, the guards reefed him out of the car and they searched the car anyway. Now, that is harassment in anyone's language, Jeremy. And I don't care what you say.
I agree, like, the guards do harass the young people, but who has the upper hand? The guards have the upper hands. They will search the car. And the guards, they can refuse, but they can bring you down to the station. Because this particular fella, he actually owns his own business now. He refused and they brought him down to the station and done a search in the station, and the car was searched as well. And anyway, so you're better off just letting them search the car and getting on with your day, because they're going to do it in anyway.
So your advice to this lady, Mandy, and to any young fella driving a car, if the guards pull you in, just hop out of the car and let them search it.
Yeah. Because they're going to do it anyway.
But some don't want to do that because they believe, like Mandy's young fella, that he hasn't done anything wrong.
Oh my God, the world is full of naive mothers who just believe that they're little angels.
I have three kids, and my kids came in and said to me, "Oh, the guard's done." Now, I don't live in Dublin anymore. But if my kids came in and said, "The guard's done this, the guard's done," I'd say, "But what did you do or what did you say?"
Exactly. But unfortunately...
But obviously Mandy did ask all those things, and her son told him exactly what happened.
Told her lies.
Jeremy, when you were 19, if you'd done something wrong, none of us are angels. Right? If we done something wrong, would you go in and say, "Ma, guess what? I'm after robbing a packet of sweets in the shop."
Of course you wouldn't.
No, you're not going to tell what you did. No, I'm not saying, like, as I said, I grew up in Finglas. I seen it happening all the time. But at the end of the day, the guards have the upper hand.
But sorry, you just said you saw it happening all the time. Yes. Now, that just proves how wrong this actually is.
But you're saying
that young people should just...
They're going to have to, Jeremy, because the guards have the upper hand.
That doesn't mean it's right, though.
No, I'm not saying it's right. But at the end of the day, if you get smart with the guards, right, let's say it's my young fella is only 16. He gets smart with the guards. What are they going to do? Every time they see the car, they're going to pull him over. So you're just giving them leeway to torture you.
Okay, so again, this is a young fella goes out of his way to get his own car. Which is great. I think it's fantastic when I see a young person who, you know, saves to get their own car.
But personally, and because he had a flashy car, now he was worked with cars all his life, but he used to do the car up himself. And every time he turned the corner of his mask, now he bought the car himself, done it up, had the lights on it, had the bottom of it grey, and every time that car turned the corner, so one of the guards pulled him in because he was only 19 with big flashy car.
But isn't that dreadful? Because a young fella is entitled to have a big flashy car if he paid for his...
It's a red flag, though. It's a red flag.
It's a red flag. But at the end of the day, you get smart with the guards. And not just kids. If I go over and start getting smart with the guards, straight away, they're not going to listen to me, first of all. And second of all, they're going to have a grudge against me. So what they're going to do is, every time you see my car turn the corner, they're going to pull me out of the car and search a dish unflip that I'm talking about owns his own business now.
But again, Eilish, you are just highlighting the sort of harassment that the Gardaí are guilty of.
Sorry. Yeah. Hang on, where's the harassment in Mandy's story? Where's the harassment there? The guards pulled four young fellas over driving a car around
just Chala because they were young fellas.
Which is a red flag. The guards are trained to look out for red flags. So they pulled over the car, yeah? I wasn't in the car. You weren't in the car, Adrian.
No, I wasn't, no.
But myself and Eilish agree that what probably happened was the guards pulled them over. Lads, have you been smoking hash? Fuck off, guard. We don't have to answer anything.
No, you're making stuff up.
I've seen that side of it as well in Inglis, where just like I was up in my mum's for Halloween and I seen youngsters as young as 9 at 10 o'clock at night out screaming, go on, I had your missus and all this crack at the guards. See, that's the other side of it.
And we've seen stuff like that in documentaries like Inside the K, the sort of abuse that the Gardaí have to put up with. And I get all that. However, if, and let's just take this story at face value, a young fella with his mates, none of them smoke dope, they're out for a drive and they just get pulled in and harassed. It's such a...
Where was the harassment here? I don't get where the harassment here...
Why were they pulled in?
They were pulled in. The guards have every right to pull in four young fellas driving around town.
Why?
Right.
Why? Yeah,
right.
Why?
Young ones, four men, four women. Like, it's every right. Like, it's not just because it's four young fellas. They have every right to pull in a car if they're acting suspiciously.
Okay, acting suspiciously. The only suspicious acting going on here is that is that four young fellas were in a car. That's the only thing that was suspicious. Like, to be branding young fellas as suspicious because four of them were in a car.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they can pull anybody. It's not just because it's four young fellas.
But you know, and I know, Eilish, they don't pull anybody. They pull four young fellas. That's the problem.
Because of laws of probability, Adrian. Laws of probability. Because the chances are, if four lads are in a car together driving around at night, the chances are that more than one of them or one of them is smoking cannabis. No.
And this is based on what sort of
based on statistics that cannabis usage among teenagers.
This is Donald Trump stuff, literally making up shit.
We're making up shit. So teenagers aren't smoking cannabis.
I didn't say that.
Okay,
but I didn't say that. But pulling a car in with four lads because chances are they're smoking dope. That's just absolute rubbish.
You're bad at smoking dope, so like I don't agree with that.
Yeah, you're actually, Jeremy. You're actually, whether you realise it or not, you're condoning Garda harassment.
No, there was no.
I just see it from the two sides, Adrian. I grew up there. I seen the guards getting abused. I seen the youngsters getting, but I see girls getting pulled out of cars as well. Like, it's not just youngsters that happens to.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Eilish. Let me go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm great, how are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
I don't see the big problem. I really don't. And Mandy, if you've that much of a problem, why don't you go down to the sergeant and ask what happened? You know, your young fella came home and was like, you know, moaning, oh, we got pulled out of the car. What did you say to the guard? What did you say to the guard to get pulled out of the car? I don't see any problem. I used to be a girl racer. I would drive the whole time all around the city at night time. I got pulled loads of times. Well, yeah, what are you up to? Just driving around. All right, my research car. No, off with you. I'm not in the height. I'm not in the height. Search me
okay,
if you
but,
want.
But Angela, you know, and I know, that proportionately, young men in particular get pulled in by the guards much more than any other section of society. And that's just a fact. And that's exactly what happened to Mandy's son. He happens to have his own car and he's being harassed by the guards for it. That's what's happening here.
There's no harassment.
Hang on.
Angela, if I drove around
with four of my friends in the car, I am not going to get pulled by the guards.
Because you're a man in your 50s.
That's my point.
You know what it is, Adrian? Is it the same guard pulls him over constantly? Because if that's what was happening, then it's harassment. If it's different guards, what are they doing? Are they saying, get these four fellas? It's not harassment. They pulled him over. What's the big deal? They found nothing. What's the big deal? What's he going home crying to mommy about?
Because he's pissed off that he was pulled over, yeah.
He was pulled over once. Jesus Christ, he's lucky. Once.
You'd probably get pulled again and again and again. What is the big problem?
Okay, let's deal with what he said, okay? Or what he said to his mother and what his mother said to us. That he doesn't smoke dope. None of his friends do. Shut up, Jeremy. Shut up. Shut up, Jeremy.
Yeah. But that's fine.
Why are you automatically, why are you automatically dissing this woman and her son?
No, continue. He doesn't smoke dope.
He doesn't smoke dope.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And the guard said
none of his mates do either.
No, none of his mates do either.
But and didn't he say he refused?
He said he refused, yeah, because.
Why? Because why did you refuse to get out of the car?
Because he hadn't done anything wrong.
I tell you why, Angela. Because these young fellas like goading the guards, and they probably had their they probably had their camera phones out ready to. And I'm sure there's a video.
That's exactly it. There we go. Yeah. Jono, Anto, get your phones out. Make sure and record this. Johnny Big Bollocks is here against the guards. Yeah. What are you pulling me out for? Just you get pulled over. Yeah, Adrian. If a guard pulled you over in the morning, right? You're driving along. You think you're doing nothing wrong, and a guard pulls you over and says, "Sorry, there. Can I see your license? Blah blah blah. We just want to give the car a search." What would you pull out your phone?
We don't know that any phone was pulled out here, Angela. And this. Sorry, again, Angela. As with Jeremy, you're both jumping to these conclusions about this group of young lads.
Angela, can I?
Would you refuse to have your car searched?
Angela, can I say something to you?
If I've done nothing wrong, yeah.
Angela, I'm not a betting man, okay? Never bet, yeah? I would bet my house on the fact that the lads had their phones out recording it on Snapchat and TikTok or whatever the case may be. I can bet you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
100, because that's the first thing they do, the young fellas do nowadays. They try.
And I can guarantee you as well, Jeremy, there's absolutely no way Adrian Kennedy would refuse to have his car searched. He'd go, yeah, Grant.
Oh,
yeah,
of course. He's
your message to Mandy, your message to Mandy is your young fella should have just jumped out of the car and said, yes, Garda, three bags full, Garda, search my car, Garda. That's what he should have said.
Do you not know what to do so as not to piss off a guard is comply. Okay, yeah, Grant. I do at the airport. If you're pulled at the airport to be searched, I'm not going, why is it me? Why is it on me? I'm going, yeah, there you go. Pat me down. Do whatever you want. It's the safety of everyone else. Why not?
So Mandy, your young fella should have just said, okay, Garda, search away. I don't smoke dope, but search away.
Search away. Yeah. What's the big deal? How many times have we heard about them pulling over cars and suddenly they've found guns in it? And they found drugs and everything in it.
But in this case, Angela, in this case,
how did the guards know that?
In this case, they found nothing. They found absolutely nothing.
How many times do they find nothing, which vindicates this young fella.
No, because what happens is, I'm getting frustrated with Adrian today, because what happens, Adrian, here's what happens with teenagers when they're smoking cannabis in the car. The blue lights come on behind the car. Okay, when the lads are driving around. So blue lights come on. Woo, woo. The lads, what's the first thing the lads do when, do you think they roll up another joint when the guards arrive? As soon as the blue lights come on, they fuck the spliffs.
And you don't think the guards would see that, do you not?
Do you think the guards are going to check?
At 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah, the guards are going to be down on their knees in the middle of the Tala bypass looking for spliffs.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Get involved with us on this one. Here's Angry Keith.
Back in the 90s, 80,000s. Guards would walk up, step on your feet, hit you with the head. Yeah, so what the fuck are you doing that for? You'd end up caught Monday morning for abusive and threatening behaviour. So guards, do it. Because, Jeremy, you have friends in the guards, and you know they have to have so many arrests up. So when you go out and you harass the young flits, they can't get them on anything. They'll keep at them and keep at them and keep at them. Because you know what? Criminality pays their wages. Just like a doctor. You're only a customer to a doctor. You're not a patient. Guards aren't out there to fucking protect you. Guards are out there to keep money in their pockets. So, what you're saying is bullshit. And you'll probably have 99 pre-dialed on your phone all day. Ready to press 9 again if you see anything. So, you're probably you driving through Tallis seeing the lads and went, oh, look, let's watch the area there and they're driving that nice car. Better ring the guards on them. Don't know, could be true.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Just going back to Keith, and he's arguing that just because a young fella has a car doesn't mean he's guilty of smoking dope or being up to no good.
No, it doesn't, Keith, but by laws of probability.
Oh, laws of probability.
And by the way,
so the advice then is, if you're a young fella, don't get a car.
One in five.
Don't get a car.
One in five, 16, 15 to 16-year-olds. One in five. Okay, these are...
That's only 20%.
Okay, shut up. These are stats from drugs.ie, okay? One in five, 15 to 16-year-olds, regularly use cannabis, okay?
Yep.
Now, there was four kids in that car.
Okay? Poor 19-year-olds, they're adults.
Doesn't matter. Okay, but if it's one in five, 15 to 16-year-olds, it gets higher percentage as you get older. So, but the laws of averages, yeah? If one in five teenagers is using cannabis regularly, and there was four kids in that car, now do the math, Adrian. What do you think the chances are that one of the kids in that car was smoking cannabis? Come on, work at the maths.
But I can't.
There's a 100% chance.
Okay, so the advice then is, and this is what's annoying me on behalf of young people, if you are 19, don't bother your whole getting a car because the guards are going to harass you. They're going to pull you in.
No.
Because you just said it. Four young fellas driving around in a car. What do you expect?
Well, what were they doing?
Driving in the young fella's car.
To where? What's open in Tala at 10
o'clock? It's none of your business where they were going.
Yeah.
It is literally... Do we have a curfew in this country?
No.
So it's none of your business where they're going. Molly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Molly?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Molly. What did you want to say on this?
I remember when I was first with my fella, he had a little Toyota Starla. Now, it was noisy, and we were in Naas, driving through Naas one evening, and there was a fella in a van beside us at the crossroads, and a guard pulled up on a bike and knocked on your man's window, but let him go, but then followed me and my fella and pulled us over, searched the car, and like to make sure that he had like everything on the window and he had a full license. But like my boyfriend has never smoked, never done any sort of drugs, had a full license since he was 17, always had the car in perfect nick and everything on the window, and they constantly stopped us.
And let me ask you then, and this goes back to what I just said a moment ago, if you're 17 or 18, don't bother getting a car because it's not going to be worth the hassle, is really what I'm hearing, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, and like, I remember when my fella was first trying to put his car on the road, he was, like, the car is a 96 Toyota Starla, and it was $4,500 for him to pay for insurance for that car. So, like, why would he risk getting his car taken off him or doing anything stupid when he was paying that?
And this is the argument that I was making with Jeremy, but Jeremy never had a car when he was a young fella. I had my first car when I was 18. Jeremy got his first car when he was about 25. And no, that's the truth, Jeremy. Tell me I'm lying.
You didn't have a car
when you were a young fella.
No.
I did. No, I was fortunate that I didn't get harassed by the guards, but I knew people who did. And it's ridiculous that a young person can't have a car without the risk of being harassed.
It's the same. Like my two brothers both drove when they were young. Both had licenses between the 17 and 18, and because they drove Lexuses or IS200s, even though they weren't messing and acting the egots, they were constantly pulled over.
And this is exactly what Mandy is trying to argue here, that it is ridiculous that a young person should be harassed in this way by the guards.
Yeah.
And so this was a regular occurrence for you and your boyfriend?
Yeah, constant. Like, definitely. Like, even I remember one time we went up to the Wicklow Mountains to the viewpoint, and we were coming back down off the viewpoint, and they blue lighted us and pulled us in and searched the car. And like that, like, we weren't doing anything. We were just going up. We were after getting a McDonald's, going up to the mountains. We were just having an out. Evening out, and the same thing. We were coming down to head
again. Jeremy is saying, "Why are you out driving? You shouldn't be out driving. You're only 18 or 19. You've no right to be out driving."
There's many a night I've driven up to the blue light car park.
You just said, "What are they doing out driving?" That's what you said.
No, but it's the whole chip on the shoulder thing about, "Oh my God, we were pulled over by the guards."
Are you not listening to what Molly just said? They were constantly pulled in for nothing.
So what? They don't find anything. Move on. Drive on.
Yeah, but they let a fella that was beside us, an older gentleman, like probably in his 30s or 40s, he was on the phone. He had done something that was criminal the guard had just knocked on his window and told him to put the phone down, and he let him go.
And that's exactly the point. And I was arguing
that you cannot be on the phone when you're driving.
And I was arguing with Jeremy a couple of minutes ago. I'm a mature guy. If I was driving around with four men in the car, I'm not going to be pulled in unless I'm driving as if I'm drunk or something like that. But if I was just driving around, chances are I'm not going to be pulled in. But take 30 years off my age, and I am going to be pulled in. Now you tell
Even
me that's
you're breaking the law.
Yes, exactly.
But in the same way, Molly, in the same way, if you walk into a shop tomorrow, if you walk into Brown Thomas tomorrow to buy some clothes or whatever, yeah, you're not going to be followed around by a security guard. But if you're a sketchy looking dude with a baseball cap on and a tracksuit walking around Brown Thomas, the security guards are probably going to follow you. It's called profiling, is what it's called.
Yeah, like I remember my fella going into Liffey Valley, and it was raining now, and he had his hood up. And when he walked through the door of Liffey Valley, a security guard grabbed him by the neck and tried to pull him out. And he only had his hood up because it was absolutely lashing rain.
Again, what I'm hearing from you, Jeremy, is if you're a young fella and you have a car, just take it on the chin and roll over and play dead and let the guard reef your car apart.
No,
because he's only jealous that he never had a car when he was a young fella.
No, just don't give them cheek and don't say, no, pig, you're not checking me car. No, you're not. Just comply.
Well, my fella was always very respectful to them because he has people in law enforcement in his family, so he knows the abuse that they do get.
But he would have never
said anything. He would have always been like, yeah, whatever, do what you like. But it was still frustrating. Like,
absolutely. I can only imagine how frustrating it was. But the problem here is people like Jeremy saying...
But people like me, I'm not saying
you
anything.
Said a couple of minutes ago, I'd play the tape if I have to. What were they doing out driving?
Play the tape? What tape?
In my case, like I used to go driving. I used to suffer really bad with insomnia. And I used to get into the car, drive around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Just because my insomnia was so bad that I wasn't sitting in the house. I used to just maybe go to McDonald's, 24-hour McDonald's, and get a McFlurry.
Just go for a spin.
That's what it is. So the four lads in Tala driving around in the car suffer from insomnia. Jesus, how did I miss that?
They could have been just going to McDonald's.
How did I miss that, Molly? The four lads driving around in the car.
Now, you're being an absolutely totally smart prick here.
No, I completely get it now. They're the four of them.
No, you're being a sarcastic swine, honestly.
What are the chances again?
Mandy, I apologise.
Mandy,
the lady who contacted us. Yeah. This lady contacts us and you're literally ripping her asunder.
No, I'm saying what a fucking coincidence that four insomniacs, all teenagers in Tala, were in the same car.
I'm not saying that they were insomniacs. I'm just saying, I'm giving an example of why I used to drive around. You're saying that people shouldn't drive around. There's different reasons why people would drive around at different hours of the night.
100%.
It's not just because they're dodgy.
I know, but in the case of four teenagers driving around Tala at 10 o'clock at night.
Jeremy, Molly and her fella were those teenagers.
Yeah.
Listen to what she's saying.
Yeah.
And they got constantly stopped by the guards.
No, I do believe Molly suffered with insomnia, and I just think it's such a coincidence that the four lads from Tala also...
Stop being such a prick. Let me go to... Molly, stay there for a moment. Let me go to Siobhan. You're on Opinions Matter. Siobhan, how are you?
Hi, you guys. I just wanted to say, basically, the lack of respect for An Garda Síochána Síochána is absolutely ridiculous. Even in the comments that I was watching on, it's ridiculous. They're there to, yes, like your man said, they're there to protect and serve us and all. But they're there, like, they pulled me over the other day and I had my 2-year-old son. I was on my way to a hospital appointment with him. They pulled me over. If they don't pull over every single car, like, they don't need to pull over every single car, but if they don't pull over the odd car, how are they going to catch these criminals? Not saying that the lads are criminals, but in that area at that time, my area, I live in North County, Dublin. We're always stopped as well.
Okay, and let me ask you, Siobhan, why were you stopped?
I was stopped. I don't know why. They asked me for my license and registration, and that was it.
And off you went?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you are a 19-year-old in your nice car that you have bought with your own money, the chances are you're going to be pulled in very regularly. And that's what's happened to Mandy's son. That is just very unfair, is it not?
I don't think so. I think if the guards don't pull people over, how are they going to find the people that carry the drugs?
But why are young men in particular, and women actually, pulled in disproportionately more than anyone else?
I don't agree with that saying, but I did. I get where you're coming from, but where are the older generations coming in and saying that, oh, I was pulled over? They're not. They're not complaining. They don't have Mandy, the mammy, to complain and write into Opinions Matter about the fact.
No, but she's annoyed that her young fella came home.
Her angel. No, angel. She believes every...
Mandy, I apologise, Mandy. This lady contacts us and you're literally ripping the piss out of her.
I'm just saying, Mandy...
Not ripping the piss out of her at all.
No, Jeremy is. Jeremy is absolutely ripping the piss out of her.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying...
Your son's a little angel.
No, I'm just saying it's great that a mother believes every single word out of her teenage... Because Adrian is the one, by the way, Siobhan, he regularly says on this show when he's talking about my young fella, teenagers will lie to you. They lie to you. But Adrian has done the whole 180 here. And according to Adrian, none of those four kids
can
in
I
the
just
car,
tell, can I just tell
liars.
You?
They're not liars. They're
again,
not liars.
I'm going to go back to the point. The guards found nothing.
Because
the young fella was told, on your way.
Because one of them who...
No, I can bet you the guards stopped the lads, weren't intending to fully search the car, but the lads got cheeky with them. That's what happens nowadays.
Doesn't, according to Adrian, doesn't happen.
No, it definitely does, 100%. Like, in my area, North County Dublin, I'm not going to say exactly where, the guards have a serious presence up here because the young lads and girls, they're absolutely foul-mouthed. It's like they're dragged up. Like, I have respect for the guards, and I don't know, like, if a guard came behind me with lights and sirens, honestly, my heart would fall into my arse. Like, what did I do wrong? What did I do here?
Okay, and what...
They don't have that fear. They don't have that fear anymore.
You're arguing that young people don't care anymore. They don't...
No, they don't care at all.
And this comes back to what you started off saying. You're annoyed hearing about the disrespect towards the Gardaí.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Did you see the video, lads, about a year ago that was recorded in the Phoenix Park? And it was a scumbag being pulled over in the Phoenix Park. He was on an electric scooter. I don't know why he was being pulled over. But the guards, ununiformed guards, they were undercover guards, they pulled him over anyway. And the abuse your man was shouting at, I don't know how the undercover guard kept us cool. He was like, I'm going to ride your board tonight. I'm going to ride your board. When you're out working, I'm going to ride your missus. And the guards just stood there. But according to Adrian, that does not happen. That does
it
not
100%
happen.
Does, and it doesn't matter where in Ireland it is.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay,
it happens everywhere.
Let me ask both of you, and Jeremy in particular, do you believe that young people,
men... Don't ask me, I'm sick of answering your questions. It's ridiculous, stupid
questions. Do young men in particular get pulled in for no reason whatsoever?
Well, of course they do, but that's...
It's not that there's no reason. It's the rest of the young men have created this whole... kind of group that has put all young men into, unfortunately, because a lot of them do be carrying around these balloons, this hash, this cannabis and other stuff. So they've all been carried with the same brush.
I agree that some are doing that, but not, again, this comes back to what
how are the guards supposed to decipher whether
it comes back to the point that if you are a young person who has your own car, God love you, because you're going to be screwed over.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, just get out of the car and let them search it. What's the problem?
Yeah,
What's the issue?
Well, here's where we smoke Adrian out now, Siobhan. Sit down for this one. This is going to be a good one. Adrian, you're a regular flyer. You take about 8 holidays a year, don't you?
I wish, but yeah, go on.
Okay, 6. When you're going to an airport, sometimes you get stopped for random searches. I got one actually only on holidays this year where they... brought me over to pat me down and stuff like that. Do you, when you're at the security check-in of Terminal 1 Dublin Airport and they ask you, sorry, can you step aside while I pat you down? Do you scream from the hilltops and, no. I've nothing to hide, you're not touching
me? No, because when I get in that queue, I'm expecting that's a possibility. That's
exactly.
A possibility.
So the guards on the road, that's a possibility you're going to get pulled over. You're driving a vehicle.
No, sorry.
Have you ever objected?
Have
you ever objected to a pat down?
No, I haven't. But
there you go.
You're not listening to me.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
No.
You are disproportionately likely, more likely to be pulled in by the guards if you're a young person. That's a fact.
Okay.
That is the fact of it.
And you're disproportionately... My mother goes away twice a year, yeah? She's never been patted down at an airport. Ever been patted down. Because she's an older woman, okay? So you're disproportionately...
Her time will come.
What, do you think she's smuggling drugs in from Schiphol Airport or something like that? The point is, it's all to do with probability.
Okay, stay there. Let me bring in more.
No, but it's great to know that you're not going to allow them pat you down the next time.
Robbie.
Yeah, it's great.
First off, anyone who starts a message, you two probably won't talk about this. Well, then you probably shouldn't. You know, they're looking just their shit. On topic, we're only hearing like your heard version of this story. I reckon that he was a cheeky little fucker, because guards don't just drag people to the ground for zero reason.
All right, and Darren.
Jeremy, you're assuming that every young lad is smoking weed going driving around. So I assume then you'll think that your own young lad is doing that now in 10 years' time, is he? Oh, but no, he's Mr. Perfect. He won't be doing nothing illegal.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Dave has been in touch with us.
Hey, that's a great show there today. Totally agree with Jeremy there, 100%. I think these lads, you know, look, if you have four lads in a car driving around at night time, they're probably acting a bit bravado, you know, they're probably could be in speed, and, you know, the guards could have stopped them for, you know, they could have seen him and said, hey, hang on, he hasn't got a fully qualified driver in the car beside him or something, they could have stopped him by that. Sure, like, you know, the guards are well entitled to stop people and search them, like, should that, you know, how do you think they stop all these drug traffickers and, you know, people? They have to stop them and search them. That's what happens. You know, and this lad, you know, he's running home to his ma, he's, oh, ma, they pulled me out of the car. He was probably being a little shit to the guy, calling him, oh, fuck you, you pig. You know, the usual kind of bravado in front of your mates. You know, I think the guards have every single right to pull them out, like, you know. The chances are one of them was carrying something, you know. It could be in, one of them could have been drunk, you know. Like I said, there could have been no fully qualified driver. I'd say that could have been a reason why they pulled him over and got lippy with him. That's why they pulled him out of the car. You know, there's a lot of different things to only hear on one side of the story.
All right, Dave, again, jumping to the conclusion that because they're a group of young fellas, they're up to no good. Leslie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leslie?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks, Leslie. What did you want to say?
By the way, we're calling Adrian Pat Down Adrian. That's his new nickname, Pat Down Adrian. He's going to refuse to be patted down.
Go on, Leslie.
Four lads driving around in a car, minding their own business. I don't care where they are, if they're in the middle of Dublin, in the middle of Timbuktu, if they're doing nothing wrong and they're not drawing any attention to themselves, they're bopping around, maybe playing the tunes, minding their own business, if they're taxed, their insurance, their NCT. You know what I mean? They're not speeding. Why would they stop?
Absolutely.
Right?
I'm glad.
Fair enough, then.
Music to my ears, because Jeremy questioned her, well, what are they doing out driving? Where are they going? What are they up to?
Fair enough then, if they were stopped and the cop went over and had a chat with the young fella or whatever and then said, oh, I think there's a smell of weed in the car, and your man said, oh no, none of us are smoking weed, you know, maybe the young fella got a bit defensive, you know what I mean, that the guard was insinuating that someone was smoking weed in the car, and then the guard was saying, get out of the car, we want to search you. Young fellas don't want to get out of the car. Young ones don't want to get out of the car. I don't want to get out of the car and stand on the side of the road while the guards search my car and have people driving by me, looking at me, embarrassed, thinking that I'm after doing something wrong with the guards searching my car. Just because four young fellas are in a car doing a few laps in the evening time doesn't mean they're doing anything wrong.
And that's exactly the point I've been making throughout this podcast, that I feel so sorry for young people who went to the effort of getting their own car, saving up. Jeremy, you didn't have a car till you were 25. You weren't into cars.
By choice.
Some 18-year-olds had cars or have cars. I had a car when I was 18.
It's great if you're not allowed to smoke weed in the house. You can go into the car and smoke.
My daughter has a car since she was 17, and she has a car since she was 17. And, you know, she used to, when she first started to drive, it was a complete novelty, you know, that sort of way. And every evening she'd pick up her friends and they'd all go and they'd bop around the town and they'd do laps around the town and they'd drive from one little town to the next little town, just driving around for the crack, because it was a novelty. That's all it was. It was a novelty being on the road and having a bit of freedom. Do you know what I mean? And just having the crack and having the tunes on with your friends. It was just a novelty. And even now, sometimes she'll come home from work and she'll come running downstairs. I'll be like, where are you going? I'm going out for a lap, Ma, to have a nose. She's not doing any harm.
I completely agree with you, and I think it is so unfair that obviously some young people are out up to no good, but not all are, and you're entitled, if you're legally driving a car, to drive wherever you want and do whatever you want to. if you're not breaking any law.
If I want to go out and drive up and down my street here all day, every day, that's my own business. Once I mind my own business and I'm abiding by the rules of the road, like, I can drive up and down till I'm blue in the face driving up and down. And the guards obviously didn't find anything wrong.
Nope,
like,
they didn't.
Obviously had tax, NCT, his tyres. Like, I'm sure they checked his tyres. Do you know that sort of way? Like, they searched his car. They didn't find anything wrong. So the lad is bound to be annoyed.
And so would I be. And Siobhan, let me just go back to you for a second. You know, the only offence that these lads were guilty of is being young men.
I don't agree with that.
Why?
Because I don't agree with that at all.
What did they do?
Anybody can be pulled over. It's probably the lack of respect that they were dragged out of the car.
Why were they stopped?
Doesn't matter. Why is anybody stopped?
It's usually...
Why was I stopped the other day with my two-year-old in the car to get checked, tax and insurance and my licence?
Did you drive into a checkpoint? What's the problem with that?
No, I wasn't driving through a checkpoint. I was driving up to the hospital and I was pulled over.
Well, something maybe flashed up on your car.
Nothing flashed up on my car because everything's up today.
Maybe you pulled out too fast in front of somebody.
No, you're making excuses. In the Roads Act, anybody can be pulled over.
Anybody can be pulled over. That doesn't It doesn't give people the right to question you, demand you get out of your car, demand that they search your car. They should look at your window, see that everything is up to date. Once they see everything is up to date and you haven't been speeding, you haven't been doing anything wrong, they should say, right, lads, on with you.
But what about the smell of weed in the car?
Allegedly. Yeah, this is the point I was trying to make earlier on, Siobhan. The guard said, hang on. The guard said...
Yeah, but if the guard
said,
has a suspicion, he's well entitled to check.
But he can just make that up as well. I smell dope in this car, get out.
Has anyone ever been near anyone that smokes weed? I was walking up the town the other day and I walked by a fella and I swear to God, the bang of weed off him. I was about 10 foot by him and I could still smell the weed off him. Maybe one of that young fella's mates was after smoking a giant before he even got into the car. Maybe he was after smoking a giant in the car.
Or maybe there was no smell at all and the guard was just saying that as an excuse to drag them out of the car.
Yeah, well, I think that's an absolute lack of respect on your behalf of the guard she accommodated.
Oh, you don't believe that the guards are capable of doing that, no?
I do, but I just don't think that they... What's the point?
What do you mean the lack of respect? What about the lack of respect for the four young fellas and the young fella that's after, like, buying his car, insuring his car, taxing his car, getting his licence, doing all his lessons? What about the lack of respect for him? Him just driving around with his friends, minding his own business, doing no harm to nobody, and next thing he's getting pulled out of his car and searched.
He should have just got out of the car. That's what I mean. Why? Like,
he doesn't have to.
He does have to. If the guard's asking, well, the guard could have asked him to come back down to the station. And he obviously refused that as well.
The guards can't just take you back to the station when you haven't done anything wrong.
The guards have a
suspicion. You can't be arrested for no reason. Suspicion of what?
They wouldn't have been arrested. They had a suspicion that there was weed smell in the car.
What do you think they're going to bring them down to the station for? Come on, lads, come on down.
Search the car. Search the car. Just like that girl on beforehand said that the lad she knew used to go down to the station and get his car searched. They don't have to stand on the side of the road.
They don't allow you to drive your car down to the station for it to be searched in case you throw something out of it. They search it there and then where they stop you.
Come here, I want to both of you stay with me for 1 second because I want to read out a message that came in to us from Orla. Have a listen to this now. She says, don't bother ringing me because I don't want to take part in your joke of a topic. But you'll be hearing...
Funny about the topic?
You'll be hearing from my solicitor. My son is friends with blank, Mandy's son. For your information, they were coming home from the Astro and you just accused my son of doing drugs. How dare you? I promise you I'll wipe the smile off your face, says Orla. Now, that's obviously directed at you.
Okay, first of all, Orla, I'm not smiling about the topic. There's nothing funny about the topic at all. I haven't smiled once. Secondly, why are you listening to the show if you think it's a joke? Is it because you don't agree with the topic? Thirdly, I'm not doubting that they were coming from the
Astro.
I presume that's the outdoor football pitch.
Yeah,
is that
the Astro Turf?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm just so much in that message. Yes, they could have been coming from the Astro. That is not to suggest that four lads after playing a bit of five-a-side football or whatever the case may be on the Astro, wouldn't be taking drugs in the car on the way home.
But sorry, okay. now you are saying exactly what she's accusing you of.
Will you let me? And by the way, who has a solicitor? I happen to have a solicitor. But nobody, you'll be hearing from my solicitor. What are you, Donald?
Everybody has a solicitor at some stage or another.
Donald Trump. Secondly, contact your solicitor. By the way, there's no way an Astro is open till 10. You know what? Orla.
Sorry, say that again, Jeremy.
Ring in the show. I want to have this out with you right now because there's no way in the middle of winter that an Astro is open until 10 o'clock.
Of course
o'clock
it is.
Night.
It floods it
one. 10 o'clock.
I happen to know one that is.
Till 10
that,
o'clock.
That actually
night.
Opens so. Until 10.
Okay, I don't give a shit what time the Astro is open till. Contact your solicitor, yeah? I haven't mentioned any names. Have I mentioned any names of people? I don't even know. Well, I know the name of your son now. Because you stupidly sent it to me. I didn't pick out any name of anybody in that car, did I? To say that they were smoking cannabis. And again, naive.
Sorry, Jeremy. At the very start of this conversation, you said Mandy, who's the lady you contacted, is so naive because chances are your young fella is smoking dope.
Orla.
That's what you said.
Orla.
So
sorry.
Orla's right to be annoyed.
Sorry, hang on. Amanda, can you do me a favour? No, just stay there for a second. This shouldn't be happening live on air, but can you do me a favour, Amanda? Can you send her our office address, please? Send it to her now. She doesn't want to come on. Yeah.
And sorry, there's a reply. The Astro is open until 11. That lad's talking such bollocks today. That's aimed at you. I know an Astro that is open until 10,
okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised at all if some are open until 11.
You know what? Let's do a topic tomorrow all about what time the Astro stays open till.
No, because again, you're ridiculing people for making a statement.
Amanda,
this
send
lady's
that woman,
son.
Yeah, send that woman my address so the solicitor's letter comes straight to me. Thank you.
Alan.
Adrian, it's young working class men that are predominantly pulled over. You won't hear of this in Castleknock, Blackrock or any middle class area.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Grace.
I think it's all to do with probability and four young fellas driving around in the car. But what's going on at the minute, especially in Dublin, with young fellas running drugs, young fellas taking drugs, young fellas drug driving, it is happening amongst a certain age group now more so than ever. And I think if you're not doing anything wrong and the guards pull you over, then there shouldn't be an issue. Get out of the car and let them search you. And if you've got nothing to hide, then that's absolutely fine. But had they have been up to something or had they have been running drugs, they potentially could have stopped them from selling them to somebody who couldn't afford them or is an addict, could have had adverse side effects. Like, it was a 50-50 chance. You know, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think people just are against the guards because they think they're doing less for the Irish than they are for anybody else in the country. And I think had they found something and stopped a potential drug deal, or people would be applauding them and saying, oh, well done. So it's a lose-lose for them.
All right, Grace, thank you very much indeed. A few more messages. This is Sean.
Good afternoon, folks. Well, in fairness, like, this type of shit is going to happen in the likes of Tala and Finglas and Arndale and whatever else, because they're known areas for fucking all sorts of fucking crime, you know, whether it's joyriding, dealing, whatever. So it is bound to happen. I do agree with Jeremy to a certain point where a lot of the young fellas will give a bit of fucking cheek. That just causes more problems. If you've nothing to hide, just let them search you. You know, if you're not cheeky, you're not giving shit, it'll be all over and done in a couple of minutes and you'll be on your way. I do think a few young fellas will get a bit mouthy. But I also think Jeremy's a bit of a prat here as well, to sit here and say that, oh, she's a bit naive, that he'd be the only one telling not smoking. Like, isn't he the same clown that would be sitting there when drugs come up as topics and he's there naively saying, oh, well, my son won't do this and my son won't do that. Jeremy, I just think you talk a lot of bollocks and you're a bit of a clown.
Yeah,
take it easy. Have a good one.
Jeremy, it's well known that you constantly are talking bollocks.
Wrong podcast. I can't believe how many people are now messaging us the opening hours for the Astros.
Because you've categorically stated, no, they're not open until 10 o'clock.
Okay, the opening hours are half 10 at night.
Some till 11. Eddie.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but there's part of me that agrees with the Dixon fella regarding the profiling. So if you have a guard car with two-hole bill in it, and they stop 10 cars of, and every single one of them has four middle-aged men in, the chances are there's going to be nothing found. They're just going to be like, yeah, on your way, grand. But if you stop 10 cars with four 19-year-olds in, there's a good chance you're going to find something illegal. And that's the way to do it.
There you go. Thank you very much indeed, Eddie.
People always feel dirty when they agree with me.
It's not a nice place to be.
Oh, and
here's another message. Oh, yeah, here. And another thing, says Orla. This is another message after coming in from Mammy Orla, yeah?
Yeah.
Another thing, you can cut that bit out of your podcast where you made accusations about my son.
Who's your son?
You won't delete it because all you're interested in is ratings, little pox.
Okay,
you're now little pox.
Okay, there's two things factually correct about that message you just sent in.
You are a little pox.
That's not one of them. I won't cut that bit out of the podcast. The podcast will be unedited because I did not name your son. I don't know your son unless I play Astro with him, do I? On Tuesday night. Secondly, all you're interested in ratings.
Duh.
Obviously. That's all we're interested in. Do you think we're here for the good of our health? Anyway, your son, I'm sure, is a lovely young fella, and I look forward to your solicitor's letter. By the way, just a message for you, Orla. I have a very good solicitor as well. SJ?
Thank you, SJ. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each time we upload a new episode. Also, subscribe to our WhatsApp channel. Send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Just say, add me. And thank you, by the way, to our show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.